When George Cavalier moved his blacksmith shop to Scottsdale, he was more than welcome. At a distance, that is. The founders of the settlement decided the noise and heat and smell of blacksmithing was best completed away from the residential and commercial areas. "Would you mind building on the outskirts of town?" they asked. And Cavalier was happy to oblige. He and his family set to work building a wooden-framed shop right in this very location. It's hard to imagine that in 1910, the corner of Brown and Second Avenue was at the very edge of town. But compared to where they had been, the Cavaliers must have felt they were living in a metropolis. When Cavi, as he was known, first came to the area, it was to work for the Bureau of Reclamation. He and his wife lived in a tin trailer on runners that was pulled up and down the banks of Arizona Canal. From this early mobile home, Cavalier repaired and maintained the dredges used to widen the canal. Once the canals were completed in 1910, he settled the family in nearby Scottsdale. The family lived in a little house attached to the blacksmith shop, and the business grew. A few years later, this adobe building was constructed by local Mexican workers. The Cavaliers have continued to run this blacksmith shop, even as the town grew around it. And the noise and the smell and the heat have never seemed to bother residents. In fact, many claim it was a great source of entertainment to come and watch the blacksmiths at work. From little wooden shop on the fringe, Cavaliers now sits at the heart of the Scottsdale community.